You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Securities and Exchange Board of India is likely to relax rules to facilitate the proposed sale of IDBI Bank to a strategic buyer by counting the government's residual shareholding in the bank after the transaction as part of public float, an official source said. The regulator's relaxation in response to a request from the Finance Ministry is expected to make it easier for the potential buyer to meet the minimum public float norm and thereby improve investor interest in the entity. The government is also reasonably assured that the regulator would give 5 years or more against the norm of 1 year to the potential buyer to comply with the public holding norm of 25% in the lender, given its long history of public sector or deemed public sector status. The source added, the government is of the view that such a dispensation would give the buyer sufficient time to expand the business and boost the bank's valuation before diluting the stake. Over to industry. In order to achieve its target of monthly average revenue per user of Rs. 200 within the current fiscal, Bharti Airtel has embarked on a market testing initiative. The country's second largest telecom service provider has raised the entry-level tariff in two circles, Haryana and Odisha, by a massive 57%. Accordingly, the starting tariff package for 2G subscribers in these two circles is now Rs. 155 from the earlier of Rs. 99. During the July-September quarter, Bharti's ARPU had seen a jump of 3.8% quarter-on-quarter to Rs. 190, which is higher than Jio's Rs. 177.2 and Vodafone Idea's Rs. 131. Bharti wants to test the market with this move, and if it sees users upgrading to the Rs. 155 pack instead of leaving the network, it is likely to hike the same across other circles in one go or in a staggered manner. Sources aware of the developments told FE. Bharti had done a similar market testing exercise in November 2021 when it increased its minimum recharge offer from Rs. 79 to Rs. 99 in select circles. Meanwhile, in a bid to facilitate rupee trade with Russia, the Reserve Bank of India has approved the opening of special Vostro accounts by two more lenders, HDFC Bank and Canara Bank, according to media reports. This paves the way for cross-border trade in the Indian currency, especially between New Delhi and Moscow. Three other Indian banks, State Bank of India, IndusInd Bank and UCO Bank, had earlier received the necessary permissions from the regulator to roll out rupee trades. In July, the central bank had introduced a new arrangement for settling international trades in rupees. The mechanism enabling the invoicing, payment and settlement of exports and imports in rupees is aimed at promoting trade. It would also restrict dollar outflows at a time when the local unit has been depreciating. In some more economy news, Corporate India has urged Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to focus on measures to accelerate job creation, broaden the tax base and cut non-merit subsidies in the Union Budget for 2023-24. It pitched for rationalizing personal income tax slabs to boost consumption and a review of the capital gains tax structure. Industry body CII also requested the government to stick to the fiscal deficit target of 6.4% of GDP for the current fiscal and bring it down to 6% in the next financial year by augmenting revenues, including via aggressive privatization of state-run companies. The Finance Ministry on Monday kicked off the pre-budget consultations. The budget for 2023-24 will be presented on February 1st. Moving on, Aditya Birla Sun Life Insurance Company, a bidder for debt-laden Reliance Nippon Life Insurance Company, has warned it will seek regulatory intervention as lack of data is making it difficult to evaluate the deal. The company, a bidder for Reliance Capital's 51% stake in the insurance firm, has charged the administrator with not providing critical information despite repeated reminders. The pendency of critical information is making it very difficult for us to evaluate the proposal suitably, and therefore we are requesting urgent intervention from key stakeholders to expedite and resolve the issues. ABSLI said in a letter to RCAP administrator and its committee of creditors. And lastly, to protect consumers from fake and deceptive reviews and unverified star ratings about the products and services sold through e-commerce sites. The Bureau of Indian Standards will notify the standards in this regard on Friday. According to Rohit Kumar Singh, Secretary, Department of Consumer Affairs, the standards, which have been formulated in consultation with major e-commerce platforms and industry associations, would be voluntary in nature to start with. The standard would be applicable to online platforms which publish consumer reviews. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.